Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Well, would you look at this? Today is National Cheese Doodle Day.
Hey.
I love me a good cheese doodle.
Are we talking like Cheetos?
Cheese doodles, Katie.
But what is that?
What is that?
It's like a Cheeto. It's the puffy Cheeto.
Okay.
I'm more of a crunchy Cheeto guy. But,
me too.
Yeah, the cheese doodle is, I believe, just the generic name for the cheese puff. So if you're a fan, if you enjoy orange sticky fingers, today's your day.
Why, I do enjoy orange sticky fingers.
I know you do. I really do. So that's going on today. Let's see. Ranker, I believe, threw out a list of the top dinosaur characters of all time. Number one is stupid. What is this, 1960? Dino from the Flintstones?
What?
Oh. Dumb. All day long, it's got to be Yoshi, right?
Yes.
Or Godzilla.
There's so many neater dinosaurs out there.
Dino.
What?
Rex from Toy Story?
I know.
How about the general T-Rex from Jurassic Park?
What
way
about
better dinosaur.
The baby, not the mama.
Not the mama!
Come on. Why
That's
doesn't
a good
that
one.
Baby have a spot on
How
that
about
list?
Littlefoot from
Land Before Time?
And Sarah.
Oh, and Ducky and Spike and whoever yes. the rest were. Dino, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
This is exciting news for folks in Nashville. I guess a smaller version of the famous Sphere in Las Vegas could be heading to Nashville.
Oh, that'd be cool.
They're in early discussions with local businesses and leaders out there about bringing the venue to Music City. I'm all for it. I still am dying to get out to Vegas and see the OG, the original one there.
That's
in
the
Vegas.
Thing, though.
Man.
In Vegas, it belongs.
It does,
okay?
Doesn't
okay?
it?
Okay, Nashville, like, I feel like that's still a little bit of, like, I don't know.
It's
like
old,
the
school
old school
bars.
Just, yeah, like, you're just there strumming on a guitar. Like, okay, would you want the Sphere in Denver?
I
would.
Yes.
I would not.
Yeah. It would work here in Denver. I'm not sure
it
works in Nashville. I am so tempted to book a flight and go see Metallica.
It's way too much nonsense, though. That's all the time.
Vegas.
Like, that is all the time that thing goes.
But this is a smaller version, so you're not going to have this giant ball that's sitting there on the strip. You're going to have a smaller version. But again, Nashville, I don't know. It is Music City. I mean, I get some country artists in there.
And it's expanded so much more than what you're probably thinking of, like,
fun.
The old honky-tonk bars. Like,
yeah.
It is,
yeah,
it's much bigger.
Touring around with Taking Knickknack out there for our anniversary, so... if anyone has any recommendations on where to stay and what to see if we're out in Nashville, I might do it. We'll see. I don't know. She's kind of ho-hum. She doesn't like leaving the kids behind.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Getting on a plane.
Yeah.
She's like,
Oh, the plane part.
I know. She's like, us on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, well, we've got a will. It'll be fine.
The kids will be fine with
They're
our
practically
parents.
Raising themselves now.
Exactly.
But it's like, don't be afraid.
The big one will watch the little one.
And
it's
my buddy
fine.
Rob lives out there now, who moved from my neighborhood, so we can go see him and have a good time out in Nashville. This makes me happy. I am a frequent customer to the Chick-fil-A, and I do enjoy their waffle fries,
mm-hmm.
although they changed them a little bit ago, and they put all that pea starch all over their waffle fries.
Yeah.
They're supposed to help them stay crispier. You know, in regards to, like, DoorDash and things like that. So when you get your meals at your door, the fries are still crispy. It was not a popular move. And
no.
People were complaining and complaining and complaining about the texture and the flavor.
I don't think I heard one person say they liked.
They were crap. They were not good.
Great
yeah.
garbage.
Yeah.
Well, good news, Chick-fil-A fans. I guess they're returning to their original recipe.
Good.
Dun-da-da-da. The customer support page on the Chick-fil-A website now includes the response, does your waffles... waffle fry recipe contained pea starch, and it says no.
Good.
They've also
Yay.
Updated the ingredients on their website to nix the pea starch. Look at us talking pea starch this morning.
And lack thereof.
Number one morning show in town for pea starch hate. Thank you very much. And then, Katie, this might affect you. Trader Joe's has expanded its product recall to about 36 million pounds of rice. After the Department of Agriculture reported that there's like
glass
in it, right?
Yeah, I saw it's the chicken fried rice, the Trader Joe's brand, as well as their shumai dumplings. I went and stocked up my freezer with the pork and ginger soup dumplings, and those were not affected.
Oh, thank God.
I saw that story and immediately looked at the items.
Too carefully.
You're on your dumpling journey right now.
I love that
so
place.
Like crunch.
Yeah. So I definitely checked. I'm good, but there's a lot because it just wasn't Trader Joe's. It was Trader Trader Joe's and I believe another grocery store that had some glass in their products. So
how did that get in there?
Make sure you look at your stuff in the freezer.
Somebody drop a Snapple bottle or something there at the factory?
What it was.
I don't know. I don't like that at all. Huh. I feel like if it's a small piece of glass, you'll be fine.
It'll pass.
You'll digest that just
fine.
Like
the Bible says, it too shall pass.
Okay.
Can I give you one more thing? What is with parents? A woman in Utah has been arrested after she allegedly served alcohol to numerous children at a birthday party last weekend, including an 11-year-old boy who was found passed out with a bottle of liquor.
She finally got little Jimmy to take a nap, though.
In Utah,
of
all places.
What is wrong with these parents? Right. Well, now you're going to be a cool mom in jail. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is on the heels. I won't talk about it because my wife said it was gross, but... the former mayor of Louisiana.
Yep,
did you see that story?
Yes, I did. That is awful. It's fun. I just saw a quote that said something like, you know, those cool moms, they turn into bad moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Sports stuff.
Yeah, really quick. We did touch on this earlier, but I did want to give a shout out to the happy couple, Izzy Smoke Nix and Bo Nix. They did welcome their child on Bo Nix's birthday, for anybody that didn't hear. 2:25 at 4:45 p.m. during Bo Nix's birthday party, they had little Riley Bell Nix, and Izzy Smoke Nix was saying that it is the best birthday present that they could have ever gotten.
Why so is it Izzy Smoke Nix? That's her maiden name?
I think that's
is
her
that
maiden
what it
name.
Is?
I'm just
okay.
reading off her Instagram. Izzy
okay.
Nix, yeah. Huh. She's just really excited. Obviously, Bo Nix is excited. Broncos legendary quarterback. Hopefully he'll be able to get some sleep and rest during the offseason and come back stronger than ever. So go
Yay.
Broncos and go Knicks family.
Go Broncos.
Yeah.
More local news. And did you hear Colorado's going to pay you $100 to quit smoking or vaping tobacco and nicotine?
What if I start today?
Okay. You don't want to do
that. I
got to
get that $100 from
Let me
the
tell
state.
You.
I got to stop smoking, Katie.
And I want to give a shout out to the Colorado Quit Line because they helped me quit vaping. Like, I was vaping nicotine a couple years ago.
You smoked too, right?
I did. I smoked and I vaped nicotine because I thought, and we all thought, that that was better for you than
smoking. What was your flavor?
I liked just the regular tobacco.
Okay.
I didn't want to walk around smelling like a blueberry muffin. Like,
why
I was
not?
Like,
you're like, I'd rather smell like tobacco?
Exactly.
Yeah, what?
Well, again, like if you're looking for a replacement for the cigarettes, like blueberry muffins isn't going to do it for
My
me.
My buddy
so.
Matt's always got something fruity in his
vape. Yeah, yeah.
I took a hit of it once. He had like fruit punch in there or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I can see why you like this.
Exactly. And the thing is it's not just the flavor, but the concentrated amount of nicotine and the fact that it is so readily available. Like, you see people with the vapes and they can just take a puff anywhere they are, you know?
Well,
and
they
the
do.
Thing, and the thing about smoking cigarettes is traditionally you had to go outside to do it. You had one at a time.
Yeah.
But they're saying...
You're telling me.
With the vapes, that's why it's so much harder now to quit, because it is getting that much more nicotine into your bloodstream, and quitting it is like 10 times harder than just quitting cigarettes
so you
was.
Think $100, a hundo, a nice crisp hundo is going to be make you go, you know what, I should
probably stop doing this.
They're trying to tell you just how important the coaching and people helping you quit is, because people who try and quit tobacco and nicotine products with support from programs are 5 times more likely to successfully quit than
That's
those
good news.
Who quit without support.
You need a little help. They
I
got you back,
both.
Bro.
And the thing is they have these coaching calls, and that's where you really make the money. They say for you to get the $100, you have to complete 5 coaching calls. So the first call you're going to get, I'm telling you,
I
want to
be a coach
calls,
on the other end, Katie.
You have to help people, Jeremy.
I'm good.
If this is
I'm like, hey, how you
I don't
doing?
Know
this
if
is Jeremy. What can I do for you?
No,
I need
no, no.
To stop smoking. Knock it off, you jerk.
But I'm telling you,
think
calls,
of your lungs, you punk.
The calls help a lot because it really did help me realize that I was ingesting so much more nicotine than I was before, and so me slipping up a little bit. You have to give yourself a little bit of grace with this. But
did
not
you have
only
a coach?
That, I did have a coach.
What'd your coach
and
say
again,
to you?
And again, I just told you what my coach said to me.
No, like verbatim.
I literally just told you what my coach told me, Jeremy. Like,
I was thinking of jokes in my head.
Like,
I was thinking of jokes.
Right there.
I was like, I just finished that sentence. Though,
totally glossed over
no,
it.
No, it's funny because like not only
hey,
do they
listen,
give you
advice.
Got,
I need a coach to like tell me to stop thinking about things while you're talking.
I know, yeah.
The
we'll
amount of jokes in
that.
My head right now, I got to be careful.
We'll
too.
Work on that.
Okay.
But I did want to point out too, like part of the reason I was able to quit is because they provide you with like the lozenges and the gum. They do free of charge.
Okay.
Like, you have to be okay with that. Come on. We want to give folks the, you know, necessary means to be able
it's,
to quit.
It's
so
going
Colorado
in one ear and
quit
out the
line.
Other for a lot of these
you don't smoke.
So what did your coach say to you?
my coach said I should give myself a little grace because it's really, really hard to quit vaping now. Tobacco was already hard, but
Katie,
the fact
knock it off.
That I built up a tolerance with these vapes. I mean, again, I was smoking like 5 packs a day is what they're saying because you have so much. You're ingesting so much of that vape and the
nicotine.
Today,
aren't you?
I'm just saying.
This is only your first story. I got a list of like 6 things you wanted to talk about.
If anybody needs the number to the Colorado Quit Line,
Katie, give out your cell phone number.
On the text line. I want to help people, Jeremy. It is hard to quit vaping and nicotine. So there we go. Just want to put that out there. And shout out to the state of Colorado for giving an incentive for folks to quit as well. Okay, here's you. Littleton, get ready. They're launching Project Downtown. It's probably going to happen downtown. That's my guess. But they're doing it in a couple phases. So phase one, they're going to address deferred maintenance, restore trees, and green infrastructure in downtown Littleton. So are you down there a lot, Jeremy?
No,
I am
not.
Since you live in the area? You're not in the downtown area that much?
No, ma'am.
Well, it looks like they're going to revamp a lot of the stuff around it. I love all the shops that they have down there. So I'm excited that they're going to make the walkability and the accessibility a lot easier for people. But also, they're going to look
need more
at
parking.
That's what they're doing. They're looking at the more parking and whatnot. But they're also going to be working on Prince Street, Alamo Avenue, Nevada Street, and Littles Creek Trail. So familiar with all of those as well?
Do you know if they're going to be working on parking down there?
Again, they're going to be working. Yeah, you're just doing this to... You know what else? Denver Restaurant Week starts tomorrow. Next Sunday. Yeah, it hasn't even started yet. It's actually their 22nd annual, so they've been doing it for quite some time, as you just said. I'm excited for this because I'm going to go check out a noodle shop next week with a friend.
Ooh.
So how Denver Restaurant Week works is there's all kinds of restaurants taking part of it. You can go look at their website to see a list of them, but there's 4 different price points. So they've got the $25 option, $35, $45, and $55 option. So what ever your price range is, they've got something for your budget. But it's a multi-course meal, so you get like the appetizer, the main, the dessert, and you get to check out different restaurants in the area.
It sounds like Denver Restaurant Week. Is that coming back?
Yeah, tomorrow, Jeremy.
Katie, I'll talk to you. I'm doing this with Jenny next week. We should make it a double date.
Are
That'd
you
be
really
fun. Yeah,
going
we're doing
to a noodle
it.
Shop?
Yeah, let's
I'm
do
so
it.
Excited.
That sounds fun.
So, okay, yay. Denver Restaurant Week starts tomorrow.
Did you have a coach for your smoking?
Yeah, I did. They were great. And I'm actually...